KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
You know how sometimes you wait for Christmas all year long? Well, this is kind of like that. Well, last year we had a chance to hang out with a couple of guys. It was so much fun. We thought we'd do it again. And actually, this happened a little more recently than last year, but we welcome into the studio John Church and Chris Amadeo. Thank you guys for being here today.
Thanks.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
And thank you so much for being involved with the radio station and our takeover. As you know, this is a day for you, the audience, to call in or text in, excuse me, to 949-715-5936. Donate in the name of this show, of this next hour. The key word to text in is church, C-H-U-R-C-H. And John, I'll let you take it from here.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back. We've done this a few times now, and it's always a pleasure to be here at the radio station. I heard the disclaimer as this thing started about this not being subject to the opinions of the board of directors. So as a member of the board of directors, I will only distance myself from that august group. Just welcome Chris Amadeo, one of my closest friends here in Laguna Beach and a local musician. He's a great musician and somebody who I think really well represents the spirit and the talent that is here locally in the music scene. I know that was always one of the primary intentions when this radio station got founded. So great to see you, Chris.
Great to be here. Yeah, this is always, we always have a hoot.
Yeah. I love the term hoot.
Well, so I know that, Chris, you have a new album that is out and that we're going to play some tunes off of that, some of which have been around for a while. But I thought maybe for those out there who are interested in the music scene and maybe some aspiring musicians, hopefully some young people sitting at Laguna Beach High, which I will say hello to the going into sophomore year class, my daughter Caroline and all of her friends. And Chris, maybe talk about what the difference is in creating this album versus the very first one that you did. The difference in expenses, the difference in production. I mean, there's a lot of information we can mine here, but it's just, it's interesting to me that I know once upon a time you had an album come out for the first time, and it was probably a very different landscape then than it is today.
Absolutely. And it's still a landscape that I do not know how to successfully traverse to the degree that I would love. So... Every songwriter out there, not every. But anyway, so yeah, the first album I made, which, I never set out to make an album. I didn't even know I was going to be a songwriter. It was something that kind of happened later in life, and it just happened. My wife had suggested that I write a song, and that's how it started. So one thing led to another, and I would share these songs, and I shared it to the right people, and I ended up getting a small consortium of investors. It was basically like an unofficial record deal for one record. And what a songwriter getting the opportunity to go into a studio with a budget, that's the big difference with this album and the one that I'm releasing now, which took a lot more time. I mean, we basically hunkered down in the studio for a few months for the first album. And it really happened at a time when the music industry just disappeared. So now it's just, it's kind of a, I don't even know, but you have to really take initiative yourself. It's not like the old days with labels and everybody kind of knows this. So this is the Wild West of self-promotion and Instagram and TikTok and all those things. And
but are you good at that stuff?
No.
Okay.
My kid, I'm catching up.
Right.
I'm learning. It's like I'm like an old dude. I treat Instagram like Facebook, which is the cardinal no-no.
Right.
You know, right. you've got to be more scarce and selective. And I actually think most of my fans are bots, but you know, it's just the
don't tell that to Elon Musk. He'll recancel his deal for Twitter.
Exactly. Anyway, so this album, really, I've just decided to release the first half now because I'm in studio doing the second half currently. So
cool.
Anyway, and it'll probably, the goal is to have it finished by August.
Well, I think there's a lot of good information to mine here and a lot that is going to be of interest to the listening public. And maybe with that, Ed, we could fire up a tune off of this album. And Chris, you could give us a lead in into what we're going to hear.
Which one were you?
We're going to fire off Can't Count the Ways.
Can't Count the Ways. Yes. Well, the interesting with this one, there's this television show that actually, this happens to me quite frequently. I get, it's like invited to a club that, you know, ends up not happening. So anyway, this song was placed in a now non-existent show. I wrote this song for my wife. It was one of those things where I was noodling around and I hear her kind of yell from the kitchen, "Oh, that's pretty." And that is a rare, you know, she doesn't, you know, my wife doesn't fluff. She doesn't, you know, coddle.
Right.
If something, you know, she's been exposed to a lot of music. She's seen a lot of my shows and she's really supportive. She just doesn't coddle me.
Right.
And so when she said that she thought that was pretty, I thought, oh, well, maybe there's a song here.
Right.
And it ended up being this one, which interestingly is probably one of the closest things. I kind of flirt with having a kind of California country. I jokingly say the closest I get to country is Elton John, Captain Fantastic.
Okay, the brown dirt cowboy.
So it's like I don't really do country, right. And yet this kind of smacks a teensy bit of it. So Ben Wagner was kind enough to play pedal steel on it, and we just had a lot of great musicians. Ray Weston, who will be hopefully calling in, played drums. He plays drums on all of my tracks because he's been with me from the start. He's just great. So anyway, that's the little story on Can't Count the Ways.
Cool.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Just does. love you, baby, and I want you to know. Never really alone, something bigger rolls the bones. Vagabonds meant to wander until they find a home. All the years fly on by, all the stars in the southern sky. Can't count the ways I love you and I. Gather in grace, moving through time. Our lucky Adam swerve to kiss the divine.
That's really cool. Before we move on, I just wanted to point out that you said that this was written or in part written for a show that never made it, and you referenced the fact that it was country music, but the part that you left out was that it was a Nashville-oriented right. television show that you had been selected for, but then they never got produced.
Right.
Yeah.
I pitched it. It's like, come on, it'll be fun. Old dude, Californian. You know, it's like a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's court, you know. Anyway, and Nashville, you know, as everyone knows now, is really one of the meccas for music.
Yeah, the town's really hot right now.
Right. What we're hoping is that 5 years from now, you don't see some kind of incarnation of your idea on, you know, on some kind of channel somewhere. Like, oh, yeah, it was a great idea, but no thanks.
Haven't you noticed that happens a lot?
That
though?
Does happen. I share some horror stories with you about.
There's no original ideas. That's right. What they say, especially in the creative business.
That's why I try to just remember that we're all, you know, and that's well without waxing too philosophical, but that really therein lies the heart of the artist. Right. You know, it's like for just a few minutes you can compel someone outside of yourself to see the world, you know, the way that you did or right. want to see it, right?
Right.
So before we broke for that song, we were talking about the new album and developing it and the reference to local music, and what people here may or may not appreciate is that while it's maybe not the case as much as it would like to be, that there are local musicians, there are people who are working in the business today. And maybe, Chris, you could share a little bit about where this album was produced and the role that the local sort of music scene helped to create for you.
Well, we live in a great place. And yes, Laguna Beach is rife with amazingly talented musicians and people. So this album, you'd asked me before what had changed the landscape. Well, when you have a bigger budget and a bigger studio and, you know, I first of all, I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, I had wished that I had waited, you know, 6 months or a year to make that first record. All I knew is that I was writing all of these songs and, you know, enough people liked them to support a record being made. And then I realized, wait, it's a full-time job, right. You know, promoting and, you know, how do you monetize this stuff? So anyway, that is the ultimate question. And now we all can see that it's live shows and then pandemic hits. So, you know, everyone's navigating, learning how to navigate, you know, the new normal. This record, Crazy Bad Love You, which by the way, for me, as a songwriter, the faucet's either on or it's off. I can't make it. I don't sit down and go, I want to write a good song. It just doesn't happen that way for me. It comes to me. It's like a gift, you know, something, and I'll be noodling around. Or in many cases with me, I'll dream something.
Now, so, dream just an idea, and then it comes in pieces, a little bit here, a little bit there, or just the whole thing?
Well, fortunately, a lot of times what happens is a full-blown melody will appear.
Right.
And so, like, we're going to be hearing a song called India in a little bit, right?
Right.
Okay, so Rishikesh, it started out as Rishikesh. So I was in India and, in Rishikesh.
Right.
And so I was just, first of all, it was an amazing transformational journey. And, you know, I'm a huge Beatles fan, and really their music shows up in, you know, that's what happens. We all, you know, it's in your it's in your noggin and your soul, and it just kind of comes out, you know, like John, you said, no original ideas. They just kind of get jumbled up and spit out, hopefully in a unique way.
Right.
So anyway, the melody just came in, and it was just wafting through my head as I'm walking along the grounds of this, you know, amazing an ashram in Rishikesh, and that's how it started. But Crazy Bad Love You was just kind of a nutty dream, and I woke up, boom, went to the, grabbed my guitar, went outside, and just started writing the song.
Right.
And so that we don't have that one yet. This one's, the title track is being produced right now at John Heusenstamm's studio, right, which is in his home.
Right. Local legend, by the way.
Local legend.
He's here in Laguna Beach.
He's right. The and that Allman Brothers-esque guitar solo was played by John.
John, right. We had him in studio here last time, last takeover, sitting right in your spot, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
Blew it up, man.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Love him so much.
And it's a great example of the kind of talent and resource that exists here in Laguna Beach. Couldn't be a cooler guy. Couldn't be more supportive of other artists.
Right.
And I think he's been a great inspiration for local musicians in a lot of ways. I know he's been a great mentor to you, Chris.
Absolutely. It blows my mind how you can actually get some of the best musicians, I mean, people that have been working in the business for decades,
right,
just pay them. and there's a lot of great talent around. Ray Weston, who produced the first record and plays drums on everything, he's going to be calling in, but guys like that. Phil Parlapiano played keys, he played B3 on some of these. Ben Wagner at the Guitar Shop, right. Shout out to Ben Wagner.
Hey, yeah.
And Ben is in a phenomenal band. It's one of my favorite new bands, but yet it's comprised of really seasoned musicians. So the Great North Special.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
So did you say India is next? Is that the next one we're going
to do? India is next. So India was changed from Rishikesh, although on the record, I'm doing a bonus track with Rishikesh because John did such a great, there's a great solo on there. So we basically removed the electric guitar and put sitar on India. So it has a real authentic
Indian vibe.
Exactly.
Right.
And this, as we've talked about before, it was changed to satisfy, the producer, one of the producers who wanted it to be larger than Rishikesh,
right,
because the movie is about India. Right. So that's the story.
Still in development.
Exactly.
Praying it gets done.
Right. We're in with Chris Amodeo and John Church for the first hour of Takeover. It's the second day of our Takeover Tuesday. If you want to donate in their name to the radio station and help this nonprofit keep chugging along, 949-715-5936. You text the word church to 949-715-KXFM. And again, this is all about locals and these two helping the radio station succeed and thrive. And thank you again, both of you. You want to hear India now?
Ready
for it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right, let's go for it. Right.
Put out good vibes to our friends in Delhi who are
going to London. Oh, I like that.
Love sent from far away. It took my whole life to finally meet her. Now she beckons me to stay. I surrendered to you, of your mind. saints and hungry children. Crack me open just the same. I surrender to you, India. Sweet seduction of the mantra.
Definitely one of my favorites, and you know, I know when you get into the recording industry in whatever form you get into it, it always requires breaks, and nothing would make me happier than if that could be a big break in Chris's singing career, because that would also be a big break in my executive producing career for IMAX Films. So. Exciting, and I'll call Anwar again today and say, where the hell
is you just shared a magnificent idea with us here in the room. I absolutely love that concept. I love what you're thinking about. I love what you've got on your plate there.
Yeah.
I want to turn real fast to Chris for a question. A beautiful sitar at the beginning. Tell me the difference technically, sitar to guitar. What as you see it, what's the technical difference there?
Well, first of all, this is how the mad genius of John Heusenstamm.
Okay.
That instrument is affectionately called a shitar.
Okay.
Sorry if we can't swear. But anyway, it's a guitar made into a sitar of sorts. Okay. He basically strung two guitars, crossed the string. Anyway, it's an elaborate instrument.
Right.
That is one of the most it's one of the most amazing.
So it's things. A Frankenstein's monster of guitars that turned into a sitar.
I mean, the truth is, it could be. It's just one of these amazing inventions.
Right.
And
John plays that on a regular basis, or did he create
done multiple. In fact, I would, when there were CDs, and I had a CD player in my car at one point, I would listen to his music all the time. It was very meditative and with that instrumentation.
Right.
And then he would bring in someone that did authentic tabla on there. So we had that. We had Indian percussion on that. And believe it or not, how nerdy we can get in the studio, there was a glockenspiel on that, on the last part, and forever here in India, ding, ding, ding. You just barely hear it in the upper register. Right. And so those of you that have gone into the recording, everybody knows. As one musician, this guy, Richard Hardy, was on the first record, just a really cool dude, played with Carole King, did all of her woodwinds for decades. He's the first person that I heard say, hey, man, tracks are never finished. They're just abandoned. And I thought, what's he talking about? And then I discovered, oh, yeah, because there's always, you can do so many things. It's like, you know, an empty, it's a pallet. You know, it's a box. You just put whatever in there.
Well, I would be remiss if I came to the radio station and didn't give a shout out to Tyler and Monica, of course, the founder and the former development director and their new baby boy, Cruz. Love the pictures of him with Lily and wishing you guys well and very, very pleased to be able to help contribute to this great radio station. And for those of you out there listening and wondering, you know, how can I give back to the community? What can I do that, you know, would help people, but at the same time be fun and cool? And, you know, give Alyssa a call, give Ed a call, right. Give them an opportunity to point you in a direction here, because I think this is an institution that matters in Laguna Beach. It's a place that you can get information, whether it be safety related, whether it be local issues related, or whether it be entertainment related, that you can't get and you don't get anywhere else.
I agree. And, in fact, the whole world is vying for everyone's attention. All the different media outlets. Yeah. There's something completely satisfying to me being in a radio station again. I don't get to, you know, this is a treat.
Right.
And having a radio station is a treat. There's
and
just
it's a nonprofit that's supported entirely by donations. So get your wallet out and enter a text word church and 949-715-5936 to help this this great radio station and this great group of people continue to do good things in Laguna Beach.
I had mentioned yesterday that, and I don't want to embarrass him, but I had mentioned yesterday that 11 years ago, that the station turns 10 this year, 11 years ago, this town was a desert for radio. Right. It was essentially, we couldn't get any signals in. Right. You couldn't hear anything. It was a desert for radio. It was essentially like Bugsy Siegel going into the desert and building Vegas. Well, that's what Tyler did. He had an idea, and wow. 10 years later, we've got a radio station that is everything you've just said, John. It's all of those things. And it's a sense of community behind the radio station. I love waking up in the morning and coming to work. I tell everybody, I brag about this. I absolutely love coming to work in the morning.
Yeah. And I have a
that's a treasure right there. What you just said, that's...
I moved to Laguna Beach plus or minus. I still haven't been able to figure it out, but it was plus or minus 1 week of the station opening.
Right.
And so I remember seeing the promotion locally to this new radio station and tuning into it to learn more about things to do, places to go locally.
Right.
And so I've always been somehow anchored to the community through the radio station. Maybe that makes me a bit unique, but I think there's certainly an opportunity for everybody to attach themselves to this thing, whether it's creating shows, whether it's donating your time, donating your money. You know, there's so many different ways to benefit this nonprofit, and it definitely needs the help, and really it merits the support of the community, truly.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. Well, what are we going to hear next here?
Next up is Man Beyond Time.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
Man Beyond Time. I've kind of jokingly said that, well, pain is definitely a good source of songwriting. And this is one of those, a dear, dear friend of mine took his own life, a number of years ago. And so this song, I was basically an outpouring of grief, or just kind of trying to wrap my head around it. You know, it's you know, we can. It's a huge subject, suicide.
Right.
And I think that you know, and he was an amazing person. This was not just kind of a whim. It was, you know, he struggled with depression for a while, and so that's what Man Beyond Time is. So.
Before we roll it, I want to let everyone out there know if you or someone you know is suffering from depression or struggling in any way, there is help. It's 800-273-8255. That's a number you can call for help. It is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Again, and if you want to know how to help someone, you can also call that number. You want to roll the song?
Awesome. Absolutely.
All right.
Mystery train called your name. Now you're gone and I'll never be the same. You shed your skin, gave up your form. I have no judgment, I have no scorn. Drowning in the deep end of your soul, and you lived, and you died, always on your terms, no compromise. And the voice that spoke wisdom was silenced by the pain. I loved you. Want you back? So I'll carry you with me in my heart and in my bones. I'll carry you. I'll carry you with me. Beautiful giver, you didn't believe. Your precious heart still had more to see. You tore yourself out of your life to go beyond this chaos and strife, beyond all reason and all right. Return to
That's beautiful. Hey, you got somebody on the line, Chris. Ray, are you there?
Yay, yay.
I am here, yeah. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Ray. Thanks for calling in.
What's going on, man? Good to hear your voice.
You're welcome.
It's Ray Weston.
Oh, yeah. What a beautiful morning once again in Laguna. It's great to hear that track on the radio. That sounded great, actually,
Yeah.
I'm driving right now. Had it cranked up. Sounded really like a hit song. It sounded great.
Well, the drumming was definitely great. Thanks for doing that. So I've already told everyone you do the drumming on all my tracks. I'm obsessed. So, and that you produced the first record. So Ray, what's different about making that record compared to the current one, Crazy Bad Love You, that we're doing now?
Well, the first record you really hadn't been writing or actually playing very long. Right?
Exactly,
and you know, that there is a difference on its own. Just the fact that you have progressed as a musician and as a songwriter. I mean, you've been exposed to the studio a lot more, exposed to yourself, listening to yourself, and that's really what makes a songwriter grow, is as well as all the inspirations that you get from writing songs, like your life experiences or whatever. It's an art, you know. I've often told people that in my days back in London, I worked with an awful lot of songwriters, and they had the essence of a good song, and it was the musicians and the producer to help kind of blossom it, bring it out a little bit more. And when I first heard you all those years ago when we were in a rehearsal studio and we were doing like a few covers, and then you did songs that I didn't recognize. I said, "What's that?"
Mm-hmm.
And you say, "Oh, that's one of my own." And I thought, "Well, hang on a minute. Let's stop doing all these covers. Let's see what you got going on here."
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I recognized that you had very strong songwriting capabilities, you know. And that's what it's all about. It's about being creative,
yeah.
You know, and bringing new life, new songs, new music into this world.
Yeah.
Is there anything greater than that?
No. Well, maybe. However, that's definitely up there. A good sunset, what I love listening, first of all, Ray, you're an amazing guy. And one of the many things that I love about you is that you've been doing this. You've been for decades, like what, 30, 40 years playing music at the highest levels. You were just in London at Abbey Road recording. Folks, I mean, and I get to basically play music with you regularly.
Another great example
and
of the talent,
exactly.
And, the
and here's
here
the deal,
locally, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Your exuberance is still the same as when you were a wee lad, and it comes through. So that I love, you know. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome, and that's lovely words. Thank you. When you get involved in music, you become like 18 again. You know, it's not like a normal job. You know, when music gets in your soul, it's there. It's there forever, you know. It doesn't quite get out. And I've been very fortunate in the way that I've worked with some talented people like yourself.
You're too kind. Let's talk about some of the other, the really talented people you've worked with. I'll go on so that you don't have to, you know, Tom Jones and Wishbone Ash,
wow.
Iron Butterfly, and you know, Gavin Rosdale, Robert Palmer. I mean, come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a who's who, man. That's a hit list right
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Well, there's a few others. Of the course. Bay City Rollers.
Oh, yes.
Ultravox. I don't know if Ultravox did much over here, but they were pretty big in Europe. Steve Howe from Yes, Robert Palmer. I've been very fortunate, you know. Sir Cliff Richard, who was like a big star back in the UK. I've been very fortunate when I was doing a lot of session work in London. The session work came to a bit of a close for a lot of musicians and studios towards the late 90s when everything started going digital. And it kind of changed the whole, that whole kind of session scene. And that's when I went on the road. I was on the road with Wishbone Ash for quite a long time. And of course, a few gigs with Iron Butterfly here and then, you know. And but I'm still very fortunate that I get a chance to get into the studio with really good songwriters and help them with my experience. You know, just give them a little bit of guidance where it might be positive, you know.
Absolutely.
So,
Ray, also, John, we'd talked about local musicians. Jason Fetty has been on this. I think he had a show on this station.
Yeah, Jason worked here for a couple of years.
Okay, yeah. So, and Jason has a really cool tribute act, the Joe Cocker tribute. I forget, Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
Okay, yeah. So, and Ray is the drummer in that. And you just did a, you guys just did like a four, you know, a four show.
We just did 4 nights. Yeah, out in the desert near Vegas in one of those high-class casinos with a nice auditorium. And that was very successful. That's a really good band.
It is a great band. Yeah.
We've got, of course, Jason, who's very talented and a great singer. And we have Jimmy Z, who was with Rod Stewart, Tom Petty, Eurythmics, David Witham, who at the moment is still with Barbra Streisand. We have three backup lady singers who were with Michael Bolton and the Righteous Brothers. And it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very fortunate to work with some very classy musicians, you know?
Yeah. And guess what? You hold it down. So I saw you at the Coach House. Great show. And, you know, by the way, you were wearing a cool polka dot shirt. It just made the show.
I just bought another one.
Okay, good.
For when that first one's at the dry cleaners, right?
Well, it's awesome to hear your voice, man. I can't wait to see you guys play again. And
we'll be playing
of
Friday.
Tracks that that you're playing on. What do we have up next, Chris?
Ed, what do we have up?
Your next song up is called Half the Sky.
Oh, Half the Sky. Okay, well, this song starts with the chorus. This was John Heusenstamm's idea, and Ray did such a great job on the drum track. He basically said, let's start with Ray on the drums. And this song I wrote for women. So this really is it's taken from a book called Half the Sky. And of course I could use it because Bill Kristoff took it from a Chinese proverb. So I figured the Chinese proverb is open game.
Right.
And it's the idea that women hold up half the sky. So that's the beginning of this. So it's a series of vignettes about women who are still the most persecuted subset of humanity, which is horrifying to me.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. All right, Ray, we're going to check out your drums as we roll into the song.
Let's hear it.
It's called Half the Sky.
She holds up half the sky, gives us birth and wings to fly. When I think of what's been done, I can only cry. Such a price to pay, so that man can have a way. Woman's broken heart, as much to say. Stolen or don't have a choice, made objects without a voice. So soon life sacrificed by men. Gives us birth and wings. hypocrisy. All the pretty flowers crushed. Let the misery be. Look into the Congo. Darkness, soul embargo. Dealers of degradation. Hearts cannot see.
Great drumming from Ray Weston. And I love those high notes, Chris, that you hit.
Thank you.
I guess we're kind of winding down here in the hour. And before we play the last song, give Chris an opportunity to promote his band, The Modern Minds, and Ray Weston, and the group that he plays with here around the local Orange County scene. Maybe, Chris, tell us a few places that people can come out and see you play.
Well, the Modern Minds is it's a covers. We do well curated 70s songs, so stuff that you don't normally hear
right in
bars. So we play a few places in San Clemente. We play in San Juan. Probably my favorite venue is Trevor's at the Tracks.
Okay. Yeah, it's a cool place.
So we're there.
Great patio there.
Right. Yes.
And great fried chicken.
Yeah, fantastic. I agree. You know, it is important when you're asking your friends and people to come out that the place has good food.
Right.
And good ambiance.
Yeah, the vibe.
It's legit. It's
got to be vibe and food and, of course, obviously great music.
Yeah, so a shout out to Trevor. Trevor Baird he's so committed to artists. He has music there 7 days a week. So that's a huge thing.
Right.
And he treats everybody like gold.
Right.
Okay, that's a recipe for success. Ivalese, we're going to be there. Coming up on the 2nd. So this act is Ray and John Starr has been playing with us for about the last year and a half, who is another phenomenal musician, multi-instrumentalist. He's in the band Player. He has been around for a long time, a very prolific songwriter, and we do really good harmonized vocals and stuff like that. So anyway, it's a really good with three people, it sounds like a much bigger act. Right. And so we're able to do songs like from ELO and 10cc, things that people are like, what?
Right.
So anyway, right. That's the gist of the Modern Minds. And then periodically we'll throw in a an original here and there. We're hired because of, you know, what we, for this act.
Right.
So to be able to share original songs as a songwriter is that brings the most joy. Right. And this act is really a fun, reliable, you know, it's just a cool thing to do.
Right.
So.
Well, hopefully this has brought you joy then, because all of the stuff played today has been of your own making with your own band. And I think the cool connection here locally to John and to his studio right here in Laguna Beach, and Ray Weston and all the local talent that's playing on this, it really drives home the mission of this radio station and connecting the community and putting music out there that otherwise probably, you know, wouldn't be promoted in the way that it deserves to be.
Right.
So,
well, I definitely appreciate it. This was a fun show.
Yeah, and we'll definitely do it again.
Yeah, when you see a piece of art, you got to display it.
Yeah.
When you see a work of art, you got to put it out there.
Well, that's what that is, again, coming back to how valuable this radio station is.
Right, thank you.
So what are we ending with, the song?
Last song up is Love Has No Why.
All right.
And
that's my favorite.
Love Has No Why.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, just quickly, this idea of success in our culture.
Right.
I was reading something where this psychologist was saying, look, if you have at least one person to love and who loves you, and you have anything meaningful to do, that is success. And so that really kind of seeped in, and I thought, you've hit the big time when what you want is what you've already got. And so that really is the gist of Love Has No Why.
Beautiful.
Yeah, great story of gratitude and living here, especially on a day like today, not a cloud in the sky.
First day of summer.
It's the first day of summer.
That's
it's
right.
The longest day of,
and this,
of the year.
This
and,
is the Chamber of Commerce Day, they call these.
Yeah, it's
yeah. Welcome to Laguna Beach.
Exactly. For those of you listening around the world, please come and visit us here, because this is truly the center of the universe.
It really is.
Yeah,
it is.
Cool. Well, let's hear the song before we punch out
of the song. I can't thank both of you enough for coming
thank
in and supporting
you. You made this. Yeah. Really, you're, a
really good radio
process and a lot of fun.
And if you want to donate to their show, text in 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM. Text the word church to that number. Both of you again, John Church, Chris Amadeo, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Ed.
Love Has No Why.
When you're broken and you're left with your sorrow, desolation is a prayer rising to the stars. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, offer the chant. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, offers a chance to see that you have hit the big time, baby. 'Cause what y'all want is what you already y'all want.